You know that Star Wars hotel people are staying in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it where like it's like $6,000 a night to do it, right? There's not like a one damn window in that place.
Yeah, I mean, that was like on the TikTok. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, not even the nicest hotel.
Or $6,000 for two nights, I think.
You better probably like a package deal where you get to do like...
But isn't it weird? Like, you go and pay just to go like stay at a hotel. Like, you have... Like, when do you relax during the day? Or are you just doing activities?
If you're paying $3,000 a day, you probably want to be doing stuff all day. There's
How
no
big
downtime.
Is it though? It looks like, oh, I'm going to go get trapped in a box, like a enclosed room.
I think it's like a cruise ship experience. You're not paying for a nice room. You're kind of there for the amenities.
You're paying for the experience outside of the room.
It just looks like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the building just looks like, get me out of this thing.
Two adults and one child, $900 a night.
Three guests, one cabin, $6,000. But then all these kids screaming around, like, do they have adults like weekends? Because I don't want to go there with just like, right. I'm a Jedi. I'm like, you better commit to the role, and I want to pretend like this is a real ship with order. I don't want to be like,
or even go the full way and just have it in space. That would be one hell of an experience if you did it in space.
They just shoot you up in like a space station.
Yeah, not everybody can afford it. Yet you have to like pay to go to space, and you go on a ship.
That would be like $500,000 a night.
Those employees are going up every. They'd be discombobulated. Like,
the jet lag would be real for those employees.
They would make more trips than the actual people who've been in space.
It's like, yeah, the salary is $50,000 a year. It's like, excuse me? To get on a rocket ship every day to go to work?
Do you know where I've been today? Above the stratosphere.
What did you do?
Orbit. I went around the orbit.
Speaking of space, though, did you see the moon last night?
No, I didn't. Could we? I don't think we
saw. I saw for like 5 seconds when I went outside.
Absolutely incredible.
Did you got a great picture of it.
Yes. Oh my God. It was so sick. But I was kind of bummed because I saw a TikTok that was like, make sure to see it at 11 o'clock. So I set an alarm and I was like, 11 o'clock, here we go. Like 8 o'clock rolls around and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. Like it's full red. I'm like, I wonder what it's going to look like at 11. So I just took a couple pictures and I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. And then it starts just turning into a regular moon again. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I didn't realize, but it was supposed to be 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Oh.
So I got to see it when it was at its peak.
Well,
though,
that's good.
But I didn't even realize that that's what it was.
Oh. Well, did you get any good pictures on your moon camera?
Yes, my P1000.
I still don't understand that camera, how you can capture the fucking moon's craters, but not a room so across cheap. The street.
Wow.
It was stunning.
And that camera's under $1,000, right?
I think it was $1,000.
Let me put that on Google Images. It'd be like this second.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be more than $1,000 because the only thing you can take pictures of are the moon.
Well, you could do other big zoom things.
You can't zoom into, like, I would like to see the person across the building. I want to see what they're up to.
You can look up into that big tall building.
But I thought it was like still like pixelated. Like you couldn't really see. You could only see something.
It's because I was handheld with it. If you have it on a tripod, it's really steady.
Oh, then you could, like, you can really see there. All right, let's play
with
it.
Well, let's peek on some people.
Wow.
But yeah, it was really cool. Dude, it's insane to see how fast the moon is moving. Like, you set the camera still and you can watch it.
Well, is the moon moving or we're moving? Like, the moon isn't moving, we're moving, and the moon's just reacting.
I thought the moon orbits us while we orbit the sun.
Well, I think we're both like in a rotation, but the earth moves faster than the moon. No, the moon doesn't rotate. Yes. There's a dark side of the moon.
We are geologists.
No, it goes around us like this.
Because the moon has no axis? You're saying that
coming live from NASA headquarters,
no,
we have Keith Hussar and Matt King.
You always see the same
face of the
moon.
Right, there's always the dark side.
It's the same side.
Which is pretty fucking weird.
Does the moon rotate?
No, it doesn't rotate at all.
It just stays in the same.
Yeah.
My head hurts already.
It rotates perfectly around us.
Does rotate on its axis.
Oh, so it stays in one spot and it goes like this. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
because you only see the same side.
That's
of
right.
You never see the other side. We be seeing different sides of the moon, like shapes of the
very
moon.
Very weird.
An astronaut, we be seeing different sides of the moon.
Wait, what?
No, it's always looked the same.
Does anybody know what's happening? What that made it red? Like, why
but
did
wait,
it turn
look
red?
Look at the back of that moon.
So basically, Zane, so here, so this is the sun, and then here's Earth. And then this is the moon. And as it passes behind Earth, it casts a shadow. And that shadow covered. And that way
I think it's fake news. Somebody turned it red.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
You know what? You know what else is really weird? We didn't take a picture from the moon of Earth. Not one picture.
Yeah, you from can moon? See the no, Earth in the no background.
Video. No video, no picture.
When we went?
Yeah.
Oh, like of the Earth when we're on the moon? Yeah.
Because the camera wasn't that nice?
I think the last thing you're thinking about taking a picture of is Earth when you're on the moon.
That would be the first thing. If I was on the moon and I could look out and see Earth.
You're talking about the first moon landing. They didn't take one picture of the Earth. You can see the Earth in the background, right? Mm-mm. Pull up the moon landing picture.
I don't think so.
No,
that would picture... be the only thing.
Oh, there
thing.
It is.
No.
Oh.
No,
that's it.
That's fake.
No, that's real.
That is
fake. Look at the flag waving.
They're busy playing golf on the moon, driving dune buggies around, about to crash into the ship.
Me and Heath talk about the moon bogus. Maybe once every week.
Bogus.
Wait, that does look kind of bogus.
It's of course so it is. No, bad.
This is bad. Yeah.
They're playing golf on the moon, man. And oh,
they're
wait.
Playing basketball.
Matt, I will say one thing. How the hell did they get the picture to put it in the newspaper the next day? How the fuck?
Because it was streaming.
Right. Streaming? You couldn't make a fucking call from Texas to New York back then.
I can't even get a picture from Brian the next day when you take pictures of
satellite. They already had a picture of the Earth before, though, they went to the moon, correct?
No, it's fake.
It's pieces.
There's not one picture.
There's not one
they
full
put a
picture.
Satellite. Wait, sorry, Mariah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Didn't they put a satellite into the moon to take a picture of Earth before they went to the moon? I'm pretty sure that's true.
No, there's not one picture of Earth.
And how'd they get that memory card over to Earth, huh?
This is weird. I just think it's weird.
When was the first picture of taken of Earth?
For the first picture ever taken on Earth.
shit, no, 1972.
Blue marble is not real.
You know who?
That's a real picture.
That is not real.
I bet you by 1972.
That is not real.
No, because they couldn't fit it. They take bits and pieces and they have to digitalize it together.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is what we need to do, guys. We need to get an astronaut who's been to space. Mm-hmm. Let's get him on the podcast. You can ask him all the hard-hitting questions and you'll be able to tell if they're lying. You know what I mean?
You could watch videos of them getting asked and they get... Anyway, okay, let's start the intro.
Yeah. All right. Fucking, I hate talking about
this. We're about
shit.
To go down a rabbit hole.
All right.
It's coming time, baby. Woo! Did you just cast a spell on us?
I did cast a spell. I cast a bloody spell. Oh. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Welcome Ooh, back, baby.
Let's go.
All right, hope so you're having a great Monday and Tuesday. Sorry.
Is this a conspiracy episode?
Do you want to make it a conspiracy episode?
No, we don't have to.
No, we don't have to. That's just where we started.
That's fine. Okay. Well,
we can do that another time. People like the
we
last
should.
One.
We should do like a fully dedicated again.
Yeah. I would like to get an astronaut in here. I'm not kidding about that. I would like to talk about it.
Do you think they'd be really fun?
Would it
be,
no. Oh, yeah.
No.
But you don't think it'd be fun? I think it would.
Some astronauts always seem like they're the most well-rounded person. Like, you know, like they go up and they make all the videos and they're really nice. They have to talk to like kids from space.
It's like hiring a clown to the birthday party. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, Theo Vaughn was talking about he met an astronaut that went to the moon and he was like, he just didn't seem like he did it. He's like, he didn't have like that energy. Yeah. He's like, you know, if I meet somebody who went to the moon, you would expect them to have some sort of like,
I went on the moon energy.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I didn't feel it. I was like, that makes sense. Cause I feel like that's something nobody's done but you. And you kind of would have like a moon landing glow.
Do you think people that's who've true. Been to the moon though, like, do they talk about it every day? Like, that's got to be like, all right, we know you went to the moon. Like, oh, well, when I was on the moon.
That would be you, Matt.
if Matt went on the moon, we would we never would hear know. The end of it. Right. And
it's kinda,
that's
it's kind of cold
see.
In here, but not as cold as the surface of the moon. that would
Is
be
there any up. Artifacts from the moon? Did they bring anything back from the moon where we're able
like
to?
Moon rocks.
Just a bucket of lies.
Like, yeah. like moon sand, right?
Right.
The sand. Shit we sold at Brookstone.
Yeah, that came straight from the moon.
Right. Oh, that's so funny.
One day we'll figure this out. We talk about this so much. The shit that we all talk about is.
We just want the truth, crazy. NASA.
Yeah. I just want to know. I would like to just be on a rocket ship and just see it for myself. I just want to fucking.
That's a lot of people then who were part of that operation of going to the moon, and not one person really was like, I work there. Here's the documents. We didn't.
Well, think of all the fucked up shit that's happening now that nobody will ever hear about because they're under some. Yeah,
shit. It's going to come out. It's going to come out.
But also, look at it. We've been in space successfully now for many, many years. And I'm not surprised we went to the moon in the sometimes. Mm. Like, that doesn't surprise me. Look how far we've come.
Yeah, exactly.
I see a lot of green screen.
Yeah, that's a-
that is on the set of Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Look, that's on the set of him filming the moon landing.
Have you seen The Martian? That movie, God, it makes you, really make you believe they went on the fucking moon to film that shit.
That looks better than the videos I've seen.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say.
It was a different time.
It was the end of the 60s and everybody was happy.
It was a different time.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I just don't think anybody has the balls to fly to the moon.
Nope.
I don't. Because it is it's a suicide mission to go to the fucking moon.
300,000 miles away, I think it is. And we streamed a picture when a floppy disk could fit a half a picture.
I'm just not buying it.
You're not wrong.
I'm just saying. Anyways, but the moon was gorgeous. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Heath, the moon is fake, but also Heath, that moon is beautiful. Did you see it last night?
Nothing's crossing over though right now that we're gonna miss.
Yeah, no.
What?
Remember that night we missed like the International Space Station flying over like the house?
No.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago.
We were recording a podcast and we missed it.
Oh, everybody was talking about like be outside for this time and we
were talking about let's go out and see it and then we just kept talking did. And we never.
Damn.
Next one, we'll get them. We'll definitely. Get them.
How's everybody's week been? Good.
Honestly, not much. Not the best.
Not the best.
No.
What happened?
It's go time with Ilya right now, and I am dying.
Oh yeah, you have been. You've been running like 6 miles a day.
The last 2 weeks before we finished the documentary and final transformation, it is absolutely brutal. I did a boxing class, and I don't understand how people can do 12 rounds of that.
No,
like it is full out the entire time.
Yeah, Todd does boxing like twice a week. I don't know how he does it. It looks so fucking tiring.
So much respect for boxers. I do not get how they can do it. Towards the end, he had his gloves up like this, and he's just keep hitting it. And my shoulders were so fatigued. I was doing this. Yeah. I just couldn't do it. But yeah, so we are full blown cardio, like 5 miles a day, and trying to get to the last little stretch.
Oof. Are you running the 5 miles on a treadmill, or are you running it on?
We alternate. We'll do on a treadmill, or we'll go outside.
Are you watching anything when you're on the treadmill? What are you doing to pass the time?
It is this like shitty.
That's a long time.
It's the same footage every single time on the screen, and it's running through some forest with like gravel.
Why don't you watch something on your phone? Yeah, that's what I do now. It really passes by the time. It makes it a lot easier to get your miles done.
I just don't know what to watch.
Just watch a show or something. It helps you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I probably should.
Something educational.
Could it be
documentaries?
Educational.
Could be very educational.
Watch something where you'll really want to pay attention to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like Mariah dancing.
Exactly. Just it's her TikToks on repeat. But I'm down to 165 right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
crazy.
We
started from what?
195.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And my favorite part, your pant size went from a 36 to a 28.
What?
You're 28?
28 now.
Oh, my.
No, you're not.
Yes, and he is swimming.
Yes, wow.
He's got to wear a belt.
Do they even make 28s?
I got to go to the kid size. I'm back at young kid husky sizes.
You got to get those Hollister jeans again.
Yeah, 14 husky is where I'm at.
20? I'm a 34.
I know, it's weird.
You are?
Yeah.
You're tiny. No. 34. You are tiny. That 24. Does not sound
right. 34.
These are 34.
These are, oh, my God. You seem smaller than that.
These are 30s.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop buying new clothes. Just wait. Wait it out.
I thought like... It's all, I guess, do I have wider hips than you?
It could be that.
Because you're okay. Taller, too. Yeah.
That is, but then that's crazy that, like, all of that was under.
I was a tight 36.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were tight.
Squeezing.
When you really put your mind to it, you could really get as low as you want.
But yeah, so I'm ready for it to be done in the sense that I don't have to, like, cut anymore.
You can go at your own pace.
Yeah, I want to be able to chill and kind of maintain.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. To be happy and fit. Like, not, like, miserable and fit.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a calorie deficit. I just feel exhausted all the time.
I have not been as strict as Heath, but I'm still working out and eating better every day. I'm still doing the diet and all that, but not as intense as Heath.
Yeah, Zane hurt his neck when it was like a month into it.
Yeah, right? But that's not the reason why I stopped. It's just I do keep hurting my fucking neck. I'll hurt my neck or my shoulders, and then I'm out for like a week and a half, 2 weeks every time. But
it's kind of hard because when you're pushing your body, like we're trying to get the results and we're trying to like do as much as we can, but also trying not to injure ourselves.
Yeah.
So it is a fine line.
And you can't like stop and then go back to heavy. Like once you stop for a week, you have to start light again because your body's just not strong.
Gains disappear.
Mm-hmm. And it's the worst when you take time off and that like hump of getting back into working out because it's been like weeks. And then you can stop for 1 week and it's so hard just to go, I should get back on that. But then your body picks it up and it's like, it misses.
And
it.
Usually when you stop, you feel like you don't want to eat healthy. You're just like, I'll work out next week. So I might as well just eat a little bad or drink a little bit.
It's weird the compromises we make. Yeah. Like, no one will know. A little secret.
It's
fine. We all have tough times.
So I'll start tomorrow.
There's horrible excuses to yourself and it just does not work. Because you just go back to square one.
Have you seen that fighter who's like, I feel like I've seen him on TikTok. He's all, they're not.
Oh, the like, new.
Guys have six packs. They're not happy. So I don't want a six pack, right?
Like, no, I mean, it's true. I mean, John Ilya's last subject before, he was saying he was like literally miserable. Miserable the whole time until he stopped the diet, until he like finished the video, the documentary. And then he's just happy again.
It's not sustainable.
I love Ilya's pre-workout though.
It's incredible. It's
really I use good. It every day.
So good.
It doesn't give me like the jitters. It kicks in so well. I have no complaints about it.
Yeah. And the protein shake's great. Like the thickness of it, like you don't have to put too much in it. It's already like perfect by itself. Yeah, it's really, really good. Really
cool.
ZillaFitness.com, y'all. Make sure to go get some.
All right. Do you ever take like pre-workout before you go dance? Or are you just like always just full of energy?
I do not take pre-workout. And I'm not always full of energy.
do you drink a Celsius before you dance?
No.
No, you just
nothing that gives you energy.
No. All natural.
Just whippets.
She's natty. She doesn't do any
natty?
Yeah.
What's natty?
All natural.
Natty, like natural. Nice.
I feel like why do I feel like I've seen you drink Red Bull before something?
That's editing.
I do it during the podcast.
Oh, editing. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. To stay up.
Are other dancers like, can you tell, like, are other dancers on drugs?
What do you mean on drugs? Like, what type of drugs
a dancer would take? Well,
I'm not saying all dancers. I'm just a specific
majority group. Dancers take class high.
High off what?
Marijuana.
It's just anything to make you move.
Yeah, anything to get out of your head.
Can you tell, though, if someone's, like, on drugs? Or can someone be amazing and, like, and she's high?
Well, they're usually amazing, and I'll ask them for advice, and they're like, oh, just smoke before. I'm like, nah.
Oh, my God. The last thing I want to do is dance when I'm high.
It's crazy.
No.
Zane's out there missing all the steps.
Yeah. How the hell do people, like, dance and, like, get rhythms high like that?
I couldn't even imagine. I would forget the moves. I would absolutely forget the steps.
Yeah. I understand that natural, and it just comes out of you, and you already know beats.
I guess it's just kind of like freestyle rapping when you're drunk. It's hard to do sober, but as soon as you get like a little buzz going, all of a sudden you could start spitting bars in your life.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I get if people were to go to a dance class drunk, because then you're like, I feel like you're.
it would be Zayn at Hyde. Just
that makes sense. But you know, on weed, that's really interesting.
On my way to class the other day, I witnessed two, is hooligans offensive?
No, it's like street hooligans.
Two hooligans robbing the gas station.
What?
In broad daylight.
Broad daylight, yeah.
You saw it with your own eyes driving by?
Wait, where?
She was at the gas station.
Getting on the exit of, I don't remember.
Please tell me. Please tell us.
Stay away from it.
No, wait till you hear the story. You're not going to be scared of these kids. Oh, God. These children. So I pull up to the gas station, I pay for my gas. As I'm coming out, this little boy is walking in.
How old?
I am very good with ages, so I am pretty confident that he was 13 or 14 years old.
No way.
So I thought he was going in to pay for his mom, right? I thought she was sending him in to pay.
Go buy me a pack of cigarettes.
Right. So I pumped my gas. I sat in my car and the kid comes back out and gets in the driver's seat of this car. And I'm like, no freaking way. He was so young. So, so young.
So you couldn't believe he was like even in the driver's
seat. He was even driving that car. So he sat in the car. A second later, out of the passenger seat, another kid, maybe 15, comes out of the passenger side with a ski mask on.
Were you freaking out thinking he was going to be like shooting the place up and
just
robbing
like missing all of her gas. Just like pouring down.
You don't understand. Like they were so little looking. I was like this, let me just see like what's going to happen. Because I bought this like air freshener thing for my car and I sprayed it. This is important.
Yeah. We figured.
Like, who gives a shit? I sprayed it, but I didn't know you had to like spray it down because it got on my dash and I didn't want it to stain. So I like grabbed paper towels and I was wiping down my car. So if I wasn't wiping down my car, I would have left and not seen any of this.
Right.
Not that I was any help. Nothing happened. But so the
kid, if anything, you were just like, aw.
I just couldn't believe you this kid go. Was driving. So sits in driver's seat. The kid gets out with the ski mask, but they look so young. I wasn't, I mean, I locked my door, but I wasn't scared. Because they were they were looking at me like this might have been their first robbery because they were looking at me like guilty already. And I'm like, all right, they're harmless. So I sat in, locked my car, kept myself safe, and I was just watching. And I know the guy inside was the only one working there. And he was maybe like in his 40s. And the kid goes in. He's in the ski mask, but he also has like basketball shorts and like a t-shirt on. Like he looks like a kid. Walks in, walks straight to the fridge, takes out like four Gatorades and just walks right back out. But slow, like really, really slow. Like
that's how you know they're young though. If you're putting on a ski mask to go steal some Gatorade.
Right. It was very like, cliche.
You wouldn't do that if you were about to like.
So he didn't like rob the register or.
No, he just grabbed a bunch of Gatorades, walked out, and then they were getting into the car and then the clerk came running out and he was pointing at him. I couldn't hear. I didn't want like my windows down or anything. And he was pointing at the kids and he was holding the kids' door open because he was stealing. And he was like, you didn't pay for those, whatever. And the kids just looked at him and laughed. And he was like, what are you going to do about it? And they like got in the car and like just took their time and drove away. And the guy couldn't leave the store unattended. So I went to like take a picture of the license plate. And I was like, they're not going to do anything about it. So, it was Gatorade.
So Mariah saw that. She saw how easy it was to hit this. So she put on her ski mask and went right inside.
Right. I was taking notes. I felt so bad. That poor guy. Like, I know it was just Gatorades, but like it was still like... He was just like just defeated.
Yeah.
And he was there by himself. Like he had no help. And I was just.
It gets to that point. I feel like just even like that Forever 21 store. Or the
right. It's just you just kind of.
You really can't do anything about anything.
Yeah. They're not
going
to do. If I got the license plate and I gave it to the cop, they'd be like,
And they'd be like, and it was three Gatorade. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good
That's
day.
Wild. Isn't the level crazy? Of where people then go. Fuck it. It's going to be so small in like the big scale of things. And no one's going to want to risk and stop me for something this small.
Exactly.
It's mentality and that line. Dude, that's,
I mean,
you can go all day.
People get
you
arrested
go
for
up
anything.
To Home Depot and just pick up a grill.
Weber grill.
Who is really going to stop you? Who's going to stop you?
Yeah. What are they going to do?
They bet it's someone who wants to act fast. But I feel like people live in like such a like kind of fear these days where they go, even if I interacted with this person, I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. You don't want to put yourself in the way.
I risk over this.
Yeah.
Nothing is at threat to me here. I'd rather not get involved.
And and I feel like even those situations, the public, I feel like these days always defend the person stealing the shit.
Yeah. They
always,
they're like, get over it.
Yeah, get over like, Home Depot has millions of dollars. I'm like, that's not the point.
It's wrong. Because where does it end?
It's the moral and the principle
and
of it.
And these kids were, I swear the driver was like 13, 14 years old.
That's insane.
How are we still selling ski masks?
Well, I mean,
like it's literally only used for robberies.
No people actually use ski masks
or to dress up like Pussy Riot.
I've never seen
Breakers costume.
I've never seen anybody actually ski with a ski mask.
It was the classic black with just the eyes cut out. Classic.
Oh yeah, you really don't see that. You don't see that shit.
Nobody wears that shit.
Usually it's the hole.
Yeah.
The ski mask, it's like has like a hole in it where you can put your goggles, but you never see the ones with just the eyes.
It was that.
Nobody.
I mean, they still got to make that for movies and shit. Like, so they still always have to sell them, but people are using it to. No, there's got to be
I bet some people who have to work out in the cold. Like if you were out working in the cold all day.
Yeah.
My dad wears that one.
A balaclava?
Yeah, my dad wears that when he's like snow plowing.
Imagine, I would freak out if somebody came up with a black ski mask that said get money across the top. I would have a heart attack. That is get money with a money sign
Damn,
on the
that
eye.
Looks sick though. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of trendy.
Jordan, can you order a couple of those?
They terrify me, ski masks.
Yes.
That's the last thing I want to see is someone in my house wearing a ski mask. You're, fuck no.
Speaking of little hooligans, we were at dinner. My mom was in town and we got dinner at Tequila down the street. And we leave Tequila after we're done and we're walking. And these two little fucking jits shoot me with a BB gun.
He got shot in the back as we're walking
to the
car.
In the back with a BB gun.
Wait, you got
and
shot?
Yeah, and then they scoot.
They're on birds.
They're on birds, so they scoot by. And I'm just like, Heath, I think I just got shot. For a second, I thought there was a bullet in my back. And I froze. I was like, because, you know, sometimes you go in shock if a bullet hits you.
I know. And then it's like, your homie, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, you like, looked down, I was like, oh, shit, I've been shot. So I froze. I'm like, I've been hit. I think I got hit. And they're going down. And, like, they're far at this point. I'm just like, I felt that. And then they both turn around and they start
burning back. No. Hey, that was so uncool of you. I felt that.
It didn't even hurt.
They were definitely like in middle school.
And then they were burning back and I was just like, oh
my God.
I didn't feel it.
I wasn't prepared for it because now I'm just like, oh shit, now I have to deal with whatever.
I would have taken my extra fajitas.
Because if they got the balls to just shoot a random person with a BB gun.
It was weird though because we were walking and they just drove up right behind and point blank just like put it into his back.
Bap, bap, bap.
Oh my God.
It wasn't three. And it wasn't sideways.
No, it was sideways. I felt it was sideways.
Airsoft?
Yeah, it was airsoft.
He came like burning back and like I heard them say something like, it's a BB gun.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Then they turned around and like left again.
Middle school mentality.
BB guns can get stuck in you. And
the metal BBs? Yes.
I had a friend who had a BB in him. Like they were in their garage messing with it when they were kids and like it like shot and it went into his hand and he was like, ow, it stings. But he was too scared to like tell his parents like about it. Uh-huh. So it just like hurt for a long time and then healed over. And then like 2-3 years later, he would just be like, I feel that BB is still in me. And he had to go and tell his parents and like.
Wait, so it just goes right into your skin? It would like.
And then your skin grows over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
That's infection.
How small are, can BB bullets be like plastic or
they're. Well, no, they're like metal, copper.
They have plastic like pellets, but real BBs are just like the metal circle.
Ouch.
But then they also make them with tips like that for hunting small varmints.
Show the audience what I got shot with.
That's actually scary because those kids are gonna get fixated on that and they're seeing what that feels like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's scary. Like
Were
they young?
They chose. I couldn't really tell. They flew by. Those birds go really fast. Yeah,
they flew
like,
by.
Like that just makes me think like that's just step one. It's like people who end up being serial killers, they'll start like
killing
animals. That's what it feels like.
I agree.
Hooligans are the guys who like fight after soccer games.
Really?
Like hooligans, like Green Street hooligans. Like those are the guys who like are so obsessed about their team and they go out and they fight the other county.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of fighting teams after games, do you know about the 10 cent beer night?
Yes. One that happened in the 70s. Yeah. Yeah. It was like a nickel beer night or 10 cents.
This baseball game, they decided to do a 10 cent beer night.
Okay.
So
that sounds like a bad.
People didn't want to go to these baseball games. Like they had a hard time selling tickets. So they were like, this was like a marketing play in order to get more people to show up. So they announced it was going to be 10 cent beer night, but it was against like their arch nemesis rivalry team.
Okay.
So everybody, both sides, they were all like already.
This stadium is filled. Like,
on edge
like,
with
like
each other.
Already, it was at the most capacity. It's like.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Before you continue, this baseball game, why couldn't they sell tickets? Like,
Baseball seasons, they play so many games.
Like the Florida Marlins. Like, nobody goes to see them.
Oh, God. So it's like an official baseball game.
It's an MLB team.
Get people to come out.
God. Okay. Okay.
Right. They just didn't have a big fan base or whatever. So everybody started drinking these 10 cent beers and it started getting like really out of hand. And then they just kept drinking more and more. And then they ran out of beer. So then they started like, people started getting like angry. So they backed this big ass beer truck up and they didn't even have time to get it out. So they just started just giving it out.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, everybody's just drinking beer going crazy. And then people started bum rushing the field.
Oh man!
And they were going after
people enough beer.
They were going after the players, fighting players. Look at this! This
no
is
way.
Everybody, and then the team started fighting, and then the fans all just started rushing, and basically
it just turned into mayhem. Like they had to call the entire game off because it was just the most crazy drunk crowd of people.
Oh, this was like an old game.
Man. Yeah, this is in the 70s, bro. People were getting fucked up at this game. Like, it was an all out war.
I want to see that shit happen now. Let's
10 cent beer night. They would make it like what is the
like $5 beer?
Was it like usually a good buck for a beer, and they made it 10 cents. Like what's the price? How much was 10 cents in 1974?
It was probably like,
or like
10 cents. Probably a dollar for a beer. Cause now fucking beer is $6-$7.
Not at a baseball game.
Wait, a 10.
Okay. So in 75, a dollar is the equivalent to $5 now.
Correct. So but if they did that now, it would be like a dollar beer.
Right.
That's pretty crazy.
That is nuts.
A dollar a beer? I mean, I feel like colleges still do that shit.
That's basically free beer.
Colleges right now, I feel like they have those nights where it's like a dollar a beer or a dollar a drink.
Yeah, bucket.
But that's like shit. It's shit though. It's fucking wild.
Iguatemia, ladies drink free.
Ladies drink free. Guys drink for $5.
We're going to a baseball game soon.
Yeah, when is it?
June 4th.
For what? What baseball
Mets
game?
Mets and Dodgers.
Are you a fan of the Dodgers?
She's
out of the New York Mets and the LA Dodgers.
Oh, I don't fucking know. Whoa. I didn't know you were a baseball fan. I've never seen you have any jerseys.
This video makes me laugh. So this guy is pitching and he hits the
bat. Damn, yo.
He got
fat old ass. Look. Boom. Look at that.
That thing jumped. That thing thing. Oh my God.
Dude, that looked like a fake fucking ass for a second before
it looked like an implant.
Yeah.
People are editing this to make it into a home run. They're like putting like the sound effect.
Oh, this just happened. Like this was like in April.
Oh man.
So you're going to the game June 4th, Dodgers versus Raiders, right?
Dodgers, Raiders. Dodgers, Mets.
Is it a big game?
It's New York and LA, so yeah. That's why I want to go. I grew up going to like Mets games. We were Mets fans.
Oh, okay.
Like my whole family's like into baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love going. I wasn't a fan of watching it on TV, but going to the games. And then I said I always wanted to go to the Dodgers stadium, but I'm a Mets fan. So I said as soon as the Mets play the Dodgers, because that's going to be insane. Yeah. Every New York fan that lives here, it's going to be packed.
We're going to run into like six of your cousins that you didn't even know about. They somehow always meet
each
other.
I just feel like it's going to be so much fun. I just want like a hot dog and like a snow cone.
The atmosphere. Yeah. The atmosphere. Take me out to the bar.
Do they still do like Cracker Jacks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Cracker Jacks.
Wait, is Cracker Jacks in the bags or like in the...
Cracker Jacks are the ones that are in the box with the little boy and there's a little prize in it.
They still have that.
Yeah.
Actually, my dad proposed to my mom at a Mets game with a Cracker Jack box.
No way. Really?
That's sick.
So she looked in and she had to pull it out of the Cracker Jack.
That's the toy.
Yeah.
Great date. Throws it in the trash.
Coming down the stairs.
Take me out to the ball.
Yeah, you got to get a Dodger dog. I heard that's what they're famous for.
Oh.
They're just like caramelized popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cracker Jack.
And they had little prizes in them.
Do they make hot Cracker Jacks?
I still love me some Cracker Jacks.
We actually have Cracker Jacks in the guest house.
Is that, oh, really? I've never had them.
Is that little boy's name Cracker Jack?
Oh no. Is that really what it is?
I don't know. I bet his name is Jack, but it's funny that it's called Cracker Jack.
That's Cracker Jack.
Is that where it came from, the term cracker?
I don't know.
Well, I call white people cracker. Did it come from that? That would make sense.
I don't know, but I'm offended.
That's right, it had to come from that.
The little boy. I'm like, oh, his name's Jack. And then I go, well, wait, is it?
Because they're not crackers. It's not a, it's not like a.
Exactly.
It should be Popcorn Jack.
Sailor Jack. Oh, his name's Sailor Jack. It's a Cracker Jack.
And Bingo, Bingo's a dog.
Yeah, Bingo is his name.
Oh, what came first?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are those crazy raisins in the...
That's peanuts.
No, they're yeah.
Oh, nice little combo. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Have you never had Cracker Jacks?
No, never had that.
Dude, they're amazing.
Dude,
I've had caramel...
get stuck in your teeth, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's probably why I never had them, because I don't have good teeth.
I used to always get them in that big Christmas bin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they separated?
The big trash bin.
Yes.
Like
oh, my gosh. They with had the cheddar.
And then the caramelized one.
They usually got it for like around Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember that. My grandma used to always have that every year.
Where did they sell that? Was that at just like Walmart and they just had a big tower of them and it was just on the way out and every parent just grabbed it for their kids?
Probably.
I think so. I think we sold those as Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts, we had to sell popcorn.
Was Boy Scouts fun? Did you learn a lot?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, of course
yeah.
Matt was a Boy Scout.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
What's your favorite knot?
Square knot.
It would be.
That's the only one that I really remember.
You guys sold.
Well, I was Cub Scouts. Yeah. Cub
Scouts.
You guys sold cookie dough, right?
Sometimes.
Because Girl Scout cookies and then the boys would sell dough.
Boy Scouts in Texas. Because Cub Scouts would sold popcorn.
Damn, that kind of sucks. You guys got stuck with popcorn.
Dude, and nobody wants to buy popcorn.
Yeah, nobody.
I would just beg my mom to take the little sheet and she would get her coworkers to like sign, buy some popcorn.
That's why I think they moved to cookie dough because everybody wants
And that's still
dough.
Fucked up because now it's just dough and then the girls are selling the already made. Like if I walked up, I would.
Because girls can cook and boys can't.
I would love to know the difference of how much
the other way around then.
How much the Girl Scouts make off of cookies versus how much the Boy Scouts make off of popcorn.
I do want to just know the revenue that those Girl Scouts make a year.
What do you think yearly all the Girl Scouts make off of cookies?
I think it's
80 mil.
80 million?
80 mil a year.
80 mil.
I think more.
Try 800 million.
Oh!
Wait, not a year.
Well, as of 2018, more than 200 million boxes are sold, each cookie selling for
holy
wow!
I'm in the wrong field.
600 million net.
Wow.
Y'all hiring?
Yeah, fucking. Let me work. Dude, that's insane.
Who's making these? Are they Nabisco? Who is getting this?
Oh, yeah, dude, you know, they're upping that shit. It probably costs like 50 cents a box.
No, who gets that?
The Girl Scout
Foundation.
Do they? Wait, all that money goes straight into
or scholarships?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can
you actually look that up? I feel this is important. What does
Girl Scouts spend their money on? I bet on good things.
Probably like they do trips and stuff, right?
Oh, there it is.
100% of the money that a council and its troops raise through the Girl Scout cookie program stays with that council.
Yo, them parents are making that money.
Huh?
No, wait. I thought the troop. Oh, no. Okay, I get what they're doing.
Making money.
They're not giving any money back to that. Your troop makes that amount of money, and you guys use that money to spend on the troop, right?
Hold on. On the troop.
Jordan, go back up. 60% is invested in girls through the programs, properties, volunteer support, and training, financial assistance, and council services. 21% goes towards the Girl Scout cookie program and the baker costs.
Okay, that's what, a couple thousand dollars?
Where is the 19%?
Yeah. Where's the rest?
I want to see receipts.
Need to be audited. Somebody's got to.
If they didn't say that the profits are going to like some sort of charity, then
she's milking the scout. Anna Chavez, the Girl Scouts Cookie Monster CEO, isn't making crumbs.
Zoom in on that.
8 year CEO who's made $356,000 a year. An 8 year CEO who made $356,000.
Her salary
in
2010.
Saying 2010.
She spent, and while the scouts are cutting to the bone, Chavez spent $65,000 on a comfortable new throne for her 17th floor Fifth Avenue office.
Oh, you know she's fucking rolling.
How the hell could you do that?
Wow. I mean, it's not like they make cookies and it's good and people buy them. It seems like it's a charity like foundation, but it's actually not. It's just like are in a Girl Scout program.
That would make for a great like show, like a series about the girls. It would be funny, but like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like that's hilarious. The woman who is spending like all that money on Girl Scouts money and shit, and like all the Girl Scouts like coming after her.
Uh-huh.
That's a good. I don't know.
That is a good idea.
Interesting. Go down a bit. They did just release a new cookie. That's insane.
Oh my! The
Adventurefuls.
Insane. Yo. We had it when we filmed. We gotta get some. We went to a King of the Hammers.
Oh, that looks great.
Best cookie by far. They beat Thin Mints. I don't know how they did it.
And it's
$5 a box.
God, they're smart.
How much are Oreos? Are they? Around the same price?
I think they're
a little bit less.
I think Oreos like $4.79.
How much do you think Oreos make?
Not 800 million.
Do you guys think that Girl Scout cookies would do better if it was available all year round, like they had it in stores? Or the reason why it does so well is because you have a small amount of time to order them?
This was back in 2012, 1.5 billion.
You can't order Girl Scout cookies anytime you want. You have to order it when
the season creates demand, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Do you think if they just had it at Ralph's?
No.
That would be interesting.
Because people would pass right by it. If you got things like Oreos and like Chips Ahoy, they're going to skip over the samosas.
The Girl Scouts have to sell them.
Yeah, I know.
That's the whole point.
Well, they should sell them to the big brands.
What is the top prize for the Girl Scout cookie contest? If you make, well, because
I think you just get a bigger pan. Well, some shit.
Boy Scouts say, if you sold this many boxes, you could get, like a bike.
I sold you $1 million in cookies and you give me a fucking Huffy?
You're going to space camp.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is one thing I'm glad I never felt left out of Girl Scouts. I didn't give a shit about it.
I honestly didn't know anybody in either.
All my friends were brownies. I was like, what the hell is a brownie?
You start off as a brownie. Brownie's your first year.
Right, but like, you know what I mean?
That's like a rank.
That's the white belt.
Those camps or whatever.
And then you get to the tagalongs, and then you get to the...
I don't know. It just Cub
Scouts
so
is you're a tiger, a wolf, a bear, and then you're Weeblow 1, Weeblow 2. Yeah.
Weeblow 2?
Like, does that get you into
And the girls are like the ladybugs.
Weeby loyal scouts.
I bet there's adults that keep that on their resume. But
they should probably change that name if they're working with children.
Weeblow?
Weeblow Scouts.
Weeby loyal Scouts.
I'm sorry?
They're called Weeblow.
No.
No.
Weeblow.
No way.
No, it's spelled like W-E-B-L-O.
But it said like...
Weeblow Scouts? That's horrible.
Dude, that's fucking... How is nobody thinking about this?
Weeblows. No.
Or it may be a Native American tribe. I'm not sure.
Weeblows.
Damn, I had to wear that shit all the time. I hated the uniform.
Wait, doesn't that look like that Vine show? What was that show? Camp Unplugged. Remember that shit?
Yes.
You would get roasted, though, if you wore your, like, Boy Scout outfit to class.
but you would, though.
But, like, some kids were, like, in Cub Scouts with you, and they were, like, kind of crazy or weird and took it so seriously.
Yeah.
And they would just wear it around and just boss the school.
They were proud.
Yeah. My dad was the Packmaster. We did Pinewood Derby races. We'd make cars out of a block of wood.
Yes.
And we would race them and we'd win trophies. That shit was awesome.
You can't beat that bonding experience.
This may not even be that interesting. Look up a Pinewood Derby tournament.
Who do you think is the oldest Girl Scout member that is still selling cookies? Not like the parent that's like there for the daughter, like, but like a girl that's limit? Still.
Oh, I bet someone who's like a senior in high school right now.
It stops, right? You can't just keep doing it.
I think you can
be
a Girl Scout all the way up until your senior year. I think it gets less and less, though.
We should get one of them in here.
So this is a Pinewood Derby tournament. You make your cars, and then you race them down that track. It was so much fun.
That's cute. I like that.
And you would have like the most creative car. They would give out trophies for that. I did cat dog. I made a cat dog car. And I had like, you know, the head of the cat, the cat and the dog. And
would you make that out of paper or something?
No, out of a block of wood. They give you a block of wood and those wheels. And then you and your dad build it and you paint it.
Got it.
And
did you do any of the work?
Hot dog.
Oh, I did a SpongeBob car though. That's so crazy. I was like, is that mine?
It's giving Little Rascals.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that with the little racing cars.
Yeah.
It's giving Get Out for sure.
Was your marching band good?
Not really. Yeah.
Did you guys do like cool...
Oh, like the formations, not like what I see. I thought ours was cool, and then I saw what schools can do when they spell out shit.
Well, now it's like so computer programmed too, where they
map it out,
and so everybody memorizes that over the summer, and then it's just all generated. They're like, because it's just like dots, and you're moving them around at a beat pace, and they can do the timing.
I love when marching bands will take new songs and turn it into a band performance.
We did. They played Material Girl, like Madonna's, like
Material Girl.
That's
pretty sick.
And everyone would be like, synchronized swimming. This is like at the Olympics, but it only I feel like looks cool from above.
Yeah,
like I'd have to look down at it. But I mean, that's
cheerleading in water,
and they're holding their breath and they're not standing.
Bubba, do you think you could choreograph synchronized swimming routine?
Maybe.
How are they lifting themselves out of the water like that? It's insane.
Because they're just going,
oh!
Yeah, but to have that power to swim up and get your waist, are they touching the ground?
No. No, they're not touching the ground. This is all like fucking...
How do you go... How do you
lap pool?
How do you get above water?
You see them flying?
They have a technique. And that they just know the best way to tread water upside down and
look how high they standing up. Go above the water.
That does it's like a shark.
And the music though.
Like is this a perfect score? Because I
this is their gold performance. Italy is gold is in the
top. Wow. Because I'd be like
this is nonstop. That's gotta be exhausting.
Oh yeah.
And your breath has to be on like already like a pattern of like knowing when to like that you're about to go.
Oh yeah, you're not breathing. They're mermaids. They're breathing underwater for sure.
That is crazy.
That's a show. Show me.
And they have to stay smiling the whole time.
Yeah, every time they come up.
Oh, what do they have on their nose?
Just clamps.
Because they're having to go up and down. Water would just be going
when they're
up
upside down.
So they're not even breathing through their nose. Every time we see someone amazing, bring them on the podcast. Just
yeah, nobody was like gulping for air. Like nobody came up like.
Because they probably remember every, like they have the song down where they go, I got to hold. One, two, three, four. Like your breath.
Do you think
on
they have
beat.
In ears so they can at least like?
Oh, like a little Bluetooth device like an underwater Bluetooth device.
I bet they would ban that.
That's how they get, like, some people are doing steroids or juicing.
Because how can they hear the music underwater?
Because they just know the beat. It's 1, 2, 3,
you could hear, like, the, and you just stay on that beat.
Yeah.
So they have to be drummers as well.
And they got to know how to count.
That's crazy.
And they need to know how to swim.
How do you get into this?
Beats me, man.
I understand growing up, you get a T-ball, and then that brings you into baseball, and you start doing that. Are there synchronized swimming teams for right. your kids? Community?
Like, do you take a swimming class and you do a handstand and they're like, she'd be great.
Get her out of the water. Yeah. We got to get her over here.
Yeah, or it's like she plays like a water polo. Like, she can really tread water very well. Have you thought about synchronized swimming?
Oh, yeah, water polo. It's pretty much the same. Like,
well, if someone's good at water polo, I think they could be
doing the blender. And most of them are probably dancers or cheerleaders because the technique is amazing. Like, they would, they definitely take ballet.
Yeah.
Looking like that. Yeah. So might have, and they're also older, like not older, but like.
Yeah.
Or it could be ballerinas who like just.
Really liked water.
Their legs started, it's like dancing on their toes, like started their like knees. Hurting their feet. And they were like, I need to find another sport. And they're like, synchronized swimming, you could do it.
Is there, is there a lot of money in that field?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like there's no
I bet they're
money.
All rich though. I bet if you're in synchronized swimming, you probably come from money.
Oh yeah. Look, I mean, they look
like, no one comes from polo? The streets going like, I need a, get me in a pool and teach me how to dance. No, that is some.
Get me in the water.
How come people say polo is the most expensive, like the richest sport?
Because you have to.
I understand you have to have a horse. And you, no, like polo.
And you have to have a team to like take care of your horse and like maintenance on it. Driving the horse, like horses need like maintenance all the time. Like someone's full time job is taking care of your horse.
Have you watched polo before?
Like I'm trying to like what's polo?
It's like it's
oh no,
like,
I've never seen that before. I've never seen that.
It's like hockey on horses, basically. But you're riding a horse.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking.
And all their names are like Chester Worthington. Chester Worthing here from Lancaster.
I'd love to watch a game one day.
They do. This is what they do at the Coachella fields. It's a polo field.
Oh, really?
Like we're standing.
Empire Polo Club. Oh my God! Who would have thought? Bing, bing.
Look at him go!
Wow,
dude! I hope those horses don't get whacked with the mallets. Actually, I'm pretty sure horses dodge.
I bet you they do all the time. Yeah,
it's like Quidditch.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It's like Quidditch.
That is so
like land
cool.
Quidditch.
It's like Stratego.
Wow.
I bet these dudes are snooty.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I asked for a cappuccino. This is a latte. Still on last year's horse, I see. Just got a new stallion.
I know. I thought you were talking about water polo, but have you ever seen like a water polo game? Like,
yeah, it's before? Intense.
It's insane how they can play fucking water polo, those people. It's nuts.
Like aggressive underwater.
Yeah,
too.
Aggressive underwater. Like, you have to get over people. And throw that fucking ball in.
And you can't like travel, right? In water polo. It's like ultimate frisbee.
You can swim with it.
For how long?
I don't know.
I've always wanted to dive from the top.
Oh,
from the
dive. Top dive.
Like a 5 meter?
Just like the, you know how like the diving competitions?
I've always wanted to wear a Speedo, but like just rock it. But like not even feel insecure about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how some people like just, they wear like a proper Speedo and they can like wear it.
It doesn't look wrong on them.
Like James Bond wearing like a Speedo. He can like rock right. it.
Yeah.
But like if we wear a Speedo, we like,
Matt, oh my God. What do you think about Speedos, bub?
Not
acceptable?
Flattering.
They're just tight. They're just really tight.
Is or it weird?
Small. I think it's weird.
Or like what if just those shorts like Daniel Craig, James Bond wearing that kind of a Speedo?
He's European, so he gets away with it. You know what I mean?
There's something cool about the short bathing suits like that for men.
I think those are fine.
They're like kind of like 60s.
When it looks like underwear, like why do you have to do? Why? Yeah. You got
like, are you swimming that fast that you need to be that? You gotta be that hydrodynamic.
I heard something, or I saw something on TikTok, which was fucking insane. And I looked it up to make sure it was true, and it was true. But have you guys ever heard of the luckiest and the unluckiest skydiver ever?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so it was So this lady, her name is Joan Murray. She was like 46. She was on her like 36th solo dive, right? And she jumps out of the plane and like 45 seconds in, she pulls her ripcord to let the parachute out and it doesn't go. It doesn't like deploy. So she pulls her reserve and she pulls it at like this weird angle where it sends her into a death spiral, right?
Oh, it like didn't like open properly.
It didn't open properly. So like it sent her like going down really fast. And everybody's watching like, oh my God, she's gonna die. Like she's falling way too fast. So she makes it to the ground. And plummets to earth, and she fucking breaks like every bone in her body. And the ambulance, they rush her to the hospital, and they cannot believe that she's alive, right? She's still alive, but like every bone in her body is broken. And while she's at the hospital, they notice all these like red, like these dots on her.
Like a crazy rash all over her.
And they find out that she landed on a fire ant's nest, and the fire ants ended up injecting her with the venom.
They all started biting
poison?
Her.
Which got her respiratory system going and gave her enough adrenaline to keep her heart going until she got to the hospital.
Wow.
Wow.
And then she made a full recovery. So those fire ants saved her life.
Wow.
Insane. When I heard that, I was like, that's fucking God right there.
Yeah.
Saved your life.
I wonder what that recovery process is like.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I mean, but like she's alive. You're alive. You're supposed to be dead, and right. You're alive. Wow. because of Earth.
Another story like that where the guy was skydiving and he landed in a hay.
Yeah, somebody did end up landing in like a bales of hay
and lived.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the same thing. His didn't deploy or something like that, and that's where he lands in this little pile of hay.
But did I at least like deploy a little bit because.
I don't know.
I had to deploy it in some way where it
like, just sounds so similar. Like sounds like they're a match made in heaven.
Yeah, you get them together,
right? Well, my favorite is the grandma falling.
Oh my god!
I can't watch that.
That's insane. She was like literally her ass was the only thing in strapped in. Right? Like
her arms and her like feet were up here attached.
Oh god! And she was body, just in a
her whole back and butt were hanging out the bottom.
It's awful because like when you watch it, you can't help but like.
I know.
Like that, like knowing she made it through, but
right.
At first I was surprised that someone that old even got on there to skydive.
I know.
Because she was really old.
A lot of places don't let you, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't let my grandpa skydive.
Yeah, my grandpa couldn't
either. Because he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
But if you have a medical history.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have to prove that you have like no like
yeah just in case like something goes wrong so you don't because your body's under a lot of stress and if you've had a heart attack in the past or some sort of like heart issue they don't want you to have a heart attack again while you're up in the air
like some people don't even tattoo older people
just in case
people can faint and stuff.
I didn't know that.
That makes sense.
How old?
My grandma got tattoos at 92.
Badass little bitch.
But she got turned down a lot.
Oh, she had to find an underground one.
Yeah.
She had to go to Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Don't take fucking about it.
Buy one, get one.
My first tattoo was on Hollywood.
I think everyone that lives here has been in that place. Whether you got a tattoo or not, you've been in there before.
So bad.
You have to.
It was just so fun getting really shitty tattoos. Like we went there because it was bad. We went in there because they knew they would take us. Whether we are sober or hammered.
And you get what you pay for.
Because a lot of tattoo places, they don't even take people that are hammered, right?
You're not supposed to be drunk at all when you get tattooed.
I think Dante Smith still has like your...
Zane and Heath.
Oh yeah, he has Zane and Heath on his arm. It's in like Comic Sans too.
Someone has it on their arm.
Yeah, yes. Zane and Heath.
I was there watching that happen. I was like, oh boy, now y'all don't see him like...
I know, I mean...
I think he moved away.
He did?
Yeah.
A while ago,
he's somewhere with just...
Yeah, I mean, if we saw him, we'd act like we were best friends. You know, we just haven't seen him. He kind of disappeared. But yeah, I still have his name on my thigh. I still have his name on my thigh.
He was... He was saying he was going to cover it up, like down the road. He's like, I could always just put like a block over it or something.
I'm itchy.
No more. Yeah, how's your eczema doing?
My psoriasis.
Oh yeah, guys, Matt has a psoriasis breakout again.
Yeah, as you guys know, like the last time this happened to me, it was like 2019.
Everybody pray for him, please.
Haven't had it. I got like basically, I had a sore throat 2 weeks ago and I didn't think it was strep, but it was like sore for like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. Like, but I kept looking at it, no white patches. So I thought it was all done and over. And then 2 weeks later, I get out of the shower and I've like started to break out. But thank goodness.
What did you feel like? Were you like, oh, damn it. Like,
Mariah,
were you so frustrated?
Devastated. Immediately, stress makes it worse. So like it was the most like combative, calm state I've ever been in.
You can't be
where it was like almost like you went into shock, but you were like, I can't.
You got to play it cool though.
Yeah. You're just like phased, but just like, fuck. Because the last time I got it, it took them like 2 or 3 months to prescribe me Humira or Concentrix.
Yeah.
So I was just like this. And I go, the summer's just starting. Because like
happened last time too, right before summer.
2019. And I looked at the timeline and because like, dude, we were in, what's that place called? Alaska when it was at its worst.
Yeah.
in late June. Like it was like, I was like, this is going to get that
so
bad.
So you in your head was like, I'm going to have this for fucking 5 months.
Yeah.
This
and sucks. It was Friday. Like when I realized I had it and I had to go to the doctor like immediately or see a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. They gave me the last appointment.
And what was the difference between now and like back then? Why did it take you so long to get it back then? And
because
why was it fast
of
now?
The drug that they were giving me is a immunosuppressant. Cause like my immune system is going to hyperdrive thinking it's fighting off the strep throat. That's no longer there.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it starts affecting your skin. So, because the last time it happened when I was in college, the first time it was like, no one knew what it was.
Yeah.
And then this time I finally diagnosed it and I know exactly what it was. And I had the history and I go, this is what you prescribed me last time. And once you did this, it worked.
How long did it take, the last time in 2019 for it to completely clear after taking
probably like two, three weeks,
but you didn't
from a severe state. So now I feel like I caught it. So I go in the guy and I have all the pictures of what it looked like last time. And I go, this is what it was. Yeah. This is what's happening. And this is what it was at the beginning last time. And look at me
this
now.
This is crazy because like the fact that you're like the fact that you even got a last appointment, people with psoriasis, they should be able to get treated immediately, especially if like they know that like if you let it get bad, you're going to get it for months.
Well,
they should just like they should just make it.
Because like with like, but they had to do 13 like blood tests on me. I had to fill up 13 little tubes of my blood just to make sure you don't have tuberculosis and you don't have. There's another like disease.
Yeah.
But if you have that, you could die if you get prescribed it because your immune system will go so down.
Right.
If you test positive for tuberculosis, it could like make you die. I don't know.
What day did you notice
this? On Thursday. Actually, it was Thursday.
Last Thursday.
You're sure? Yeah.
Yes, last Thursday.
Okay, because it was Friday the 13th. I got a little...
No, but I had the luckiest Friday the 13th. And maybe it was so freaky because the guy prescribed it to me right on the spot. And I got it and I was able to give the shot. I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th. Wow. So I got it. I feel good. My just body is in just a constant state of itch.
Better than having it.
No, yeah, it's
don't
not.
Think if about you don't it. Think about it.
Yeah.
Mind over matter.
I don't think about it. I mean, in my mind, as I know what it is, I like rarely scratch at it. I just have to like rub it.
You just want to touch it.
Yeah, just to give it.
Well, it was better than having it, so.
I know. So I just want to say, even right when I knew the breakout was happening,
Zane. You went downstairs and showed me, just like, Zane, it's happening.
I made Zane and his assistant grab my hand and I was just 10 seconds of silence. That's all I asked, just so we can like manifest this, that this will be fine. And I believe that
it's
really
working.
Worked.
It did work.
So, but hopefully by next time, I'm like all clear.
Would it be my next time?
I don't know. Next time we record, we'll like the update. It's all gone.
But it's something you always have to worry about, though. It just doesn't go away.
Is like, that
you
genetic? Always have to... Like, will your kids have it?
That's a really good question. I think, yeah, probably.
Does anyone in your family have it?
No, not my immediate family. It's probably some trait. People get eczema. Like, it's more common than you think. Mine's just a specific, because people have it chronic. They have it forever.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky I don't have that. But mine can turn into chronic if it's not treated.
Like if you let it go and you don't take Humira, that's when it could get like really bad. It goes.
It could get really, really bad. That's what happened the first time because I didn't know what it was. Yeah. And I had to sit there on Google Images. I went through every type of psoriasis. Like I web
and side by side. It's a good thing it's not on your face. I feel like people get it on their face too.
It's kind of on my forehead, but it's died down. Like when I get out of the shower, it's like you can kind of see it. Oh, I know. I love TikTok though, because like you can search and find communities of all these people.
People going through exactly what you're going through.
It was so hard to like talk to people on the internet when I had it.
You
like,
should,
and all their different remedies, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that
I guess.
Never
but
heard of.
Then I feel so guilty though, because some people are like, "Very nice, it worked for you. I've had this for 4 years." Oh. Like, well, I'm in a very fortunate position. Some people have it a lot
worse. But you have
to
think about people that are in your position that have it just like you do.
Yeah.
So it is kind of important if you like talked about it, if you think it would help people.
Yeah. Like, I mean, probably should for people who have my type. Yeah.
I'm not comparing my hairdresser to your psoriasis.
No.
But it felt really good posting about it and seeing all these men that wanted to get it but couldn't watch anything. Like anybody in like my position that like...
Yeah.
Really?
It takes one person, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so funny how often I've like talked about like, oh, the psoriasis, and I've
and
been like,
to be...
strep throat, gotta stay away from it. And sure enough, it's like, see?
You get it really easily, I feel like, strep throat, like anything with your throat, no?
Two years ago, or like 2019 is when I had it.
Like, I don't know if I've ever caught strep.
No, I've never.
I want to get my tonsils removed.
Strep is pretty brutal. I got strep and mono at the same time.
Ooh, I've never had mono.
When?
That's like a silent killer mono. Was,
like as a kid?
I think I was like 18.
Oh, man.
It was.
That's like the worst things
you
could get.
That's when mono was going around.
It was the worst thing.
I was like a junior in high school.
Was that in high school, Heath? You got it?
I think so. I think it was like end of my senior year.
And doesn't it mess you up for months?
Yes. I was literally down and out for over a month. Ugh. It was the most horrible thing I've ever like had to deal with. Mm. There was just no getting better. And it just, you know, when you're like sick and tired and you're just like,
yeah.
You don't even want to get out of bed. You have no energy. It was that for a month.
Is mono just like is it's like a sore throat, just like strep is, or is mono more like a body,
yeah.
Like a whole body sickness?
Well, strep throat. So your throat is sore.
Yeah, I know that.
You get like fever, mono. You get, and then mono was, I think more sore throat and just fatigue, tired.
Yeah.
Like it was just a mix of every symptom you could possibly have.
Got it.
Like getting mono at the beginning of summer, that's like the worst.
Yeah.
Because it could ruin like a whole season for you.
Oh.
Stay safe out there,
kids. That was like the first COVID.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it crazy thinking about when swine flu was a thing and every day you would show up at school, there'd be one less kid because they had swine flu. Imagine that today. They'd be like, shut the world down.
Shut the world. Wow.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
I wish I remember swine flu. Like I remember hearing about it, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
I just remember
like.
The kids dropping like flies in school. Yeah. Like there was nobody left.
Uh-huh.
That's a nasty sounding flu.
Swine flu. That is a
That sounds way worse than like coronavirus.
Oh no, 100%.
What's the one that's like transferred the Nile virus? In mosquitoes,
West Nile.
Yeah. West Nile.
I was that shit, terrified.
I was spooked.
I was terrified of mosquitoes.
You want me
that.
To go play outside? West Nile, one mosquito done.
What a scary though. Like imagine that was happening. Now mosquitoes everywhere. Like you had
one
to
one mosquito takes you down.
Fucking,
I would be fucking livid. I would be so mad for my parents for having to tell people I died.
Imagine
that.
Seeing like screens over every house. Like imagine what neighbors would look like. Just screens.
Everybody has like a beekeeper outfit on. It's just like
West Nile. Hell no. That's what would terrify me about the next thing is like an insect infested.
Just a small insect that like is just everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
You know what scares me more than anything? Fly. Lyme's disease from a tick.
Yeah.
Oh that's real too. You can get it like at Runyon. It's like, dude, it's more common than you
Justin
think.
Justin Bieber has it.
Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah. From I had a guy I knew in college. He'll like drop out for a semester.
It's really sad. It like, it will completely change your life.
I feel like that's awful that a little tick can do that.
Do you remember when Arthur cut his knee on the lima bean? Canned the lima bean can. Sorry.
What?
Arthur and DW.
That episode of Arthur where they go to the junkyard to get like his bike or something.
Yeah.
And he's like climbing out and he slices his knee on a can of lima beans. He's like, no. Lima beans. And
I
he gets
believe
sick.
You just said that.
I'm
really
surprised
funny.
That you remember that. It's such a
I didn't until he said that. Like, that's just crazy that he brought that up.
Well, I don't know. Lyme's disease always makes me think of that.
Lima beans.
Lima beans can that Arthur cuts his knee on.
Yeah, be careful with ticks and lima bean cans.
Just wear pants and always have a mosquito net on you. Just protect yourself.
It's another reason I don't want pets. You never know what they're going to bring in.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
deal with that.
And then they
that.
Come jump in your bed.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Have you ever seen a tick like on a dog?
Yes.
Yeah. It's creepy. Gross. It's so weird. Gosh. Yeah.
You have to kill it, right? Like you just squish it.
Oh, yeah. No, like you have to pull it out. You can't just wash it off.
Because it's attached.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah, but you can't like pull it because sometimes a head stays in it and there's like a specific way you got to twist them off or something or burn them.
I think you have to like burn the whole dog.
There's a guy on TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok.
You have to set the dog on fire.
Yeah, so that'll kill them.
There's a guy on TikTok who is like harvesting like a million frogs in his like backyard. Like he found a bunch of like the frog eggs. And then he like put them all in this like massive like pool in his like backyard. Like he got them from a pond and brought them. And he's now making all these tadpoles. And everyone in the comments is like, "You're making a million frogs. Like, do you even know what the fuck you're doing? Like, where is this guy?" Everyone's like worried that this guy is like going to make a million frogs.
Frog
and
man.
Go everywhere.
For what?
What kind of frogs? Is it just regular frogs?
Well, right now they're just tadpoles. Imagine so I've been like poisonous. Checking every day going like, when is this frog made?
They're all poisonous frogs. He's just.
No, they're like just pond frogs. Like your standard frog.
Like a bufo toad.
What are you doing? It's the frog man.
I'm going to release them all.
Just going outside, tons of frogs. Like that scene in Magnolia where just frogs are falling from the sky.
Have you ever seen have you ever seen the giant tadpole? Like how big some of them can get?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how big do you think a big tadpole is?
Like, I think a tadpole can be this big. I've seen it like the last beautiful. Final
look,
days.
Look up biggest tadpole. It is mind-blowingly big.
So then how big is the frog?
That's what I'm confused. Like,
I love me a tadpole.
Oh!
Look at this.
That's like its final days before it.
Wait. What size frog does that turn into? It's got to be gigantic.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh, goodness.
I'd love to have a pet frog like that though. Look at that.
I love frogs.
They're so cute.
I used to have one.
Love them.
Really? He's like smiling. Yeah.
When I see a frog just out in the wild, they're like, I just think it's like a cool creature.
I went through a frog phase.
You were a frog girl?
Everything was frogs. I had a pet frog. Everything. Frogs are
they're so cute. I like
the pretty like neon like blues and greens and oranges.
Yeah, well, those are like the venomous ones. Those are the bad ones.
Yeah, I had a green one with a bright orange and black spotted tummy.
We'd get them in our backyard all the time. Remember those fat fucking toads?
We'd get
ones this big.
We'd catch them at night. We'd put a string on like across someone's yard and we would go down the grass with like a little rope. And when you just do that, the frogs would just start jumping.
That's cool.
And we would then take our nets and go and catch them. Jellyfish. Put them all in a bucket and then release them.
Have you eaten frog legs?
Yeah. They're pretty good.
You like them?
I don't have any problem with eating frog legs.
Mariah does.
But I mean, being quirky, I'm not going to go out and I'm like, I'm craving.
Yeah, I'll do an order of the.
But if someone's like, you want a frog leg? I'll try it.
If it's like fried and like dipped in ranch, I'd probably try it.
What's the one frog that you can basically have like a DMT or like an ayahuasca DMT?
The one
that
you
trick?
Lick the back
oh,
of?
Oh, yeah.
You lick the back of the frog for and then what? You do this. You get like an insane high.
It's like poison, basically.
I've heard of that. People do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can like smoke it too.
How do people find that out?
Yeah. Who's the first person?
Just leave it alone.
You think of those freaks.
I wonder if it was just some like country dude like, you won't lick it.
Lick it.
I bet it was like natives. I think it's like a historical thing. Like they just discovered it early on with like catching and cooking them and they realized.
Yeah, but then there's also like poisonous ones that if you lick it, you die. And then they would dip arrows in it.
And then they would shoot you with arrows with
poison dart.
Pretty
frog.
Insane that they would do that, huh? Just dip it in fucking poisonous.
They're so cute.
Yeah, so they would dip arrows in it. So if they like nicked you and it doesn't kill you, you still die from.
Frogs are so fucking
cool. That is
cool.
Just do not eat me.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything blue.
Yeah, you're just like, not I'm food. Not eating that.
You want to go to a frog farm?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I saw the most interesting bug the other day. We were at Lazy Dog and it landed in our queso dip. And I'm looking at it.
That's good luck.
Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was.
It had like the head of a lizard.
It was a flying bug. But it had the like of a lizard face. Huh. I have no idea.
Have you tried looking it up?
It lizard had like face the, bug. The lizard face, like dragonfly wings and a bee body.
It what? Was
oh,
so
is it like
weird.
A horsefly? No, a.
It was kind of like
it
that.
Was like that.
Wait, that does look exactly like what you're saying. Literally a lizard face, bee body, and wings.
Is it a cicada?
It was that.
What does it say?
No, it was small. No, it was this big, Matt. This big. Cicadas are big.
Is there small cicadas?
Oh, it's a frog hopper? Wait, what does that second comment say? It looks like a frog tree hopper of some sort. Yeah.
It wasn't green.
No, it's not that.
I have a video of it. I can show you guys.
Maybe it was a small cicada?
Yeah.
Are there small like a cicada? Baby one?
All right, well, before we end today's episode, we're going to play a little game.
What's the game?
I have no idea. What's the game? What's the prize?
So basically, Jordan is going to put a sentence into Google and play it in different languages, and we're going to try to guess what the language is.
Oh, okay.
I love that. Okay.
Because I'm terrible with like picking up, like, I don't know if it's French is pretty easy, but I think. But hearing a sentence in different languages and trying to like guess what the language is.
This is a great game.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like I know only six or seven languages. That's a lot. No. Like the term, like the language. But. Oh. Okay,
play that again.
It's some sort of Arabic.
Oh.
Okay, anna ahabbik means I like I love something. Yeah, Arabic. it's Arabic. It doesn't it's Arabic. Oh, it's Arabic. Okay.
Wait, you don't know what she's saying though?
I don't know what she's saying. I thought it was a different form of Arabic. I thought it was like either like Persian or
what is she saying?
Dinheiro não faz barulho. Ele dobra. Eu gosto do jeito que você mexe. Claro que sim.
Brazilian.
Portuguese.
Portuguese, sorry. Portuguese.
I was thinking it Russian.
Like it's Spanish. Wait, French.
I used to hear Ella talk to her all the time.
It sounds like Spanish at times, it sounds like French at times.
Yeah.
And that's Portuguese. Like,
yeah, it doesn't like it's
has like it's a hard because sing,
yeah. It's the automated
oh, like, it's Google just, Translate.
Yeah, it's like Siri. It's Siri. So you have to like kind of.
The rhythm was like Italian.
Yeah, and I was exactly.
Like, this is an Italian.
Was the last one Portuguese?
Yes, it was.
Oh, sick.
I miei soldi non ti intindano. Si piega.
Intindano.
Italian.
Do you know what he's saying?
I didn't even know.
Come ti chiami?
Italian?
Is Italian.
Woo!
I didn't. Wow.
We are a cultural.
You know what that is? Am I like actually stupid?
It's just, you hear one word. There's one word in the sentence.
I don't hear.
Like dinero.
This is like what we were talking about before.
The lyrics.
Yeah, we were talking about how we realized that people listen to music differently. Like I cannot for the life of me, I don't know lyrics unless I look it up and I'm reading them. I can't hear lyrics. I hear the music, the instrumental, the beats, everything. Yeah. He hears lyrics. Like he listens to music for the lyrics. Yeah. I listen. Do I feel good?
I'm the same way as you. I don't care about lyrics at all.
All of these languages, I don't pick up. You're saying one word. Every single one of those sounded the exact same.
What language do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't want to be like
the first two helped a lot because that was like it was for my life. Like, you know, I hung out with Ella a lot. I knew it was Portuguese.
But Zane,
my
dad, you did Arabic, good. You got them all right.
That's Spanish, right?
I'm guessing
this
Spanish.
This is Spanish. Dinero.
Yes.
Spanish.
Play it one more time.
Yeah.
Like mi dinero.
Right. But to me, it sounds like one big run on. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Like, that's what your brain is like processing.
I feel really silly right now.
You're good. Or go ahead, another one.
I know what this is.
My nail lady sounds like that.
Mandarin?
Yeah.
Because there's a little part of that I feel like that I've heard you.
She said DN, I think.
Yeah, you guys got it.
Like
I heard like you play it one more time and I'm gonna guess what she's saying.
Yeah.
She said, I'd like to, what was she one?
Oh, that's crazy because Zane in the first one said it was something with I like.
I mean, he must be playing the same sentence.
Oh, are you playing the same sentence for each one?
Yeah, it's the same.
The second sentence is I like something.
Got it. Okay.
But she said function.
Isn't it crazy?
Is there something about a restaurant in that? There's a restaurant? Is there a restaurant? No.
It's crazy how I recognize it only because of Matt, like not even like a Chinese person, like me seeing a Chinese person speak it.
All right, hit us with another one. Is that Korean?
Is this Japanese?
That's Japanese.
That's Japanese?
Yeah. Is it Japanese?
Yes.
All right.
Matt, very good.
Thank you.
Is anyone getting closer to recognizing what they're saying yet?
No.
I got nothing.
Not at all.
Play the English one.
That's the big
one. Hold on. Do a couple more.
Do a couple more.
My деньги не звенят, звенят. Он складывается. Мне нравится.
That I know.
Покачиваешься. Покачиваешься. Для уверенности.
I mean, I think I know
what
it is. I
have no idea what that is.
I think it's Russian.
I think it's Russian too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't even, not one part of that.
This is so interesting.
But it also doesn't sound like a Russian speaking that, so it's hard to like capture that.
I hear like a girl in James Bond. Like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I couldn't like, imagine
like
a
Russian. The Russian villains are always like in action movies.
Got it. Okay.
That's
okay.
How like, that's what I hear. Like,
oh, strange. Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch that. Is that Turkish?
Wait.
It either sounds Turkish or Israel. Like
it
Israeli.
Sounded Israeli to me.
I think it sounded Israeli.
Okay, what is it?
Israeli.
It's Hebrew.
It's Hebrew. Yeah. Sorry. What am I thinking? Israeli. Hebrew.
It's like me saying Brazilian when it was Portuguese.
That's terrible. Yes, Hebrew. But yeah, we were right.
Play one more.
Do some European countries too.
Mina pengar klirrar inte. Vem viker sig? Jag gillar sättet du viker på.
Oh.
Säker.
That's like a Scandinavian language. I would say that's Swedish. It doesn't sound like Finnish. I'm one is
no
it,
Norwegian.
No.
I've been on Norwegian cruises and I did not hear that.
Never heard that one time.
No way.
Play it one more time.
Mina pengar klirrar inte. Vem viker sig? Jag gillar sättet du viker på. Säker.
I would say Swedish.
Correct.
Ah, very good.
I had that like Flika is like girl. And
Matt's traveled all around the country,
Sweden.
Guys.
I have not been to Sweden.
He's been to the moon.
Klingelt nicht. Es klappt. Ich mag die Art.
That's German. Good, Bubba.
Yes. There, you see? Look at that.
I took German since middle school. You took German? I don't know why.
You took German?
It was really? The only one I knew how to pick up fast enough. I don't know really? Why. Wow.
They say it's really close to English.
Is it?
Danish,
it
is? I heard, is like the easiest language for English speakers to learn, though.
Interesting.
Because they like, I don't know, we can like enunciate it like easier. And like some of the words are like easier. It's just your brain, it makes more sense than right. Spanish. You're like always trying to cheat it, though.
But isn't Spanish like one of the hardest languages to learn, or is it easy?
I think they say it's a difficult language.
It's pretty difficult. Yeah. But for Americans, it is easy because it's like Latin based and we have a lot of similar words. But it's difficult getting it down because I think people's mind still veers towards English and they're not fully like, if you learn from the ground up of a really hard language, your brain will get it better than like
Mariah, Spanish. Say hello, my name is Mariah Amado in German.
Hello, mi nome es Mariah Amado.
Very cool. Wow. Send her to Germany, y'all.
I'm going to play the English one now.
Oh, okay. I wanted to see if I could spot. Never mind.
My money doesn't jingle, jingle.
Oh.
Falls. I like the way you wiggle, wiggle. For sure.
Oh, I
because that's
like,
why, what? That's why the Chinese one, or the Mandarin one, I was like.
Repetitive.
It's saying something really, the ting ting, like that, yeah. I was like, I don't know what that is, but that's just a really weird word.
That's funny.
So what's ting ting tong tong?
Probably my money don't jingle jingle.
Jingle jingle, ting ting tong tong?
Yeah, probably. Ting ting tong tong.
So ting ting tong tong bells, ting ting tong tong bells, ting ting tong tong all the way.
Who knows, like. If the word changes for when you are describing like,
oh, that's true.
Jingle bells could be like a whole different word.
Right.
Than like bells.
It could be its own
noun. Yeah.
Good job, man.
Wow. No,
that was
good
very
job,
good.
Team. Yeah.
All right. Let's close this bitch out.
All right. Wow. What a good way to end it.
That was fun.
Very diverse.
It was an audio game. Like our listeners can even listen to
us.
Yeah.
It's rare we come up with games.
I would like
audio
a celebrity. If you played like celebrities' voices and stuff.
That's fun.
Guessing the celebrity off The Voice.
We'll have Mariah play that one.
Yeah. Just hire somebody else for this spot. I don't know shit.
I love that Mariah has a hard time with
show
this
me
shit.
Dance shoes. I'll tell you what style they're from.
All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in to another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. We post audio form of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, and then we post a video version of this podcast at youtube.com/Zane and Heath, and we post that every Tuesday.
That's right. Make sure to try the greatest coffee in the world, Kromoda Coffee, Kromoda.com. Get your K-cups, get your bag of coffee, get some cool mugs, whatever you want. We also got merch up on there as well.
Exactly.
And make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get bonus high episodes every single month. You get early access, so everybody's already seen this episode on Patreon, ad-free. We also have a private Discord, hangout, chat with us. We do monthly Q&A, live streams. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Exactly.
And make sure to check that out again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All for $5, baby. All right, close us out, team.
Hopefully my psoriasis will be all clear.
Aww, yes, everybody, please pray for Matt.
Thank you.
All right, we love you guys.
May he merit, but okay.